Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
L-ewwel grupp ta' Awstraljani mistenni jirċivi l-ewwel doża tal-vaċċin tal-coronavirus 50 ġimgħat oħra. Il-mistoqsija hija x'jiġri wara li wieħed jirċivi ż-żewġ dożi. F'dan ir-rapport naraw x'jwieġbu x-xjentisti għall-mistoqsijiet tal-poplu dwar il-ħajja wara t-tilqim. Mil-bidu ta' s-sena l-oħra l-Awstraljani kienu ħerqana għal-vaċċin sigur u effettiv kontra il-coronavirus biex ikunu jistgħu jerġgħu lura għall-ħajja normali. Intant l-ewwel vaċċin għall-Awstralja dak ta' Pfizer BioNTech huwa issa biss ftit ġimgħat il-bogħod. Intant wara d-dożi tal-vaċċin xi protezzjoni kollu l-bniedem. Ibda biex il-vaċċini kollha kurrenti tad-dinja kontra il-coronavirus ikunu mogħtija darbtejn bi ftit ġimgħat bejn doża u oħra. Intant il-protezzjoni mhix immedjata. L-immunoloġista minn RMIT Dr. Kylie Quinn tajt li l-ġisem jieħu madwar ġimgħatejn biex jibda jiġġenera biżejjed difiża fih li tipproteġih kontra il-virus. Minnaħa l-oħra din il-protezzjoni mhix l-istess ħaġa bħall-immunità, tispjega Quinn.
There are different levels of efficacy. So some vaccines are able to prevent infection altogether. That's what we would call sterilizing immunity. But that's really hard to achieve with vaccines. So the next level of immunity is that, well, we might not be able to prevent infection, but it might not progress to the point that it causes disease, so it makes us feel sick. And then the next level below that is sort of, well, we might be able to get infected, but we would be able to prevent that from developing into severe disease.
Għadu kmini wis biex wieħed ikun jaf jekk il-vaċċini jimpedixxux l-infezzjoni għal kollox jew inkella jostakolaw biss mard serju kkawżat mill-infezzjoni. Jekk sempliċement iwaqfu il-mard serju dan ikun ifisser li l-vaċċin jaħdem biex wieħed ma jimraġġ, iżda mhux neċessarjament li wieħed ma jkollux il-virus u jgħaddih lil ħadd ieħor. Intant l-esperti jgħidu li dan m'għandux jallarma il-persuni. Dr. Quinn tajt li mistoqsijiet bħal dawn huma parti normali ħafna fejn jidħlu kull tip ta' vaċċin ġodda.
Potentially we could get the vaccine and still become infected. But the question is, would we be able to pass that infection on to others? And that's a different question again, that's called transmission. And so with transmission, you need to be making enough virus to be able to affect someone else in an efficient way. And that's, we don't have any read on that with these vaccines at the moment. That's a big question. With many vaccines, most vaccines that roll out, what happens after them, that rollout is a phase four stage. And so phase four is when the vaccine is now out in the community. And we're monitoring how people are responding to it, but also how the virus is responding to that increased level of immunity within our population. And so that's quite normal and it's quite a smart thing to do.
Il-mistoqsija li jmiss hija dwar it-tul tal-protezzjoni tal-vaċċin. Hija mistoqsija oħra li hija issa x-xjentisti ma jistgħux iwieġbu għalkemm it-testijiet juru li jkun hemm livell tajjeb ta' protezzjoni xhur wara t-tilqim. Dan għaliex it-tilqim ikun qiegħed jintroduċi sistema protettiva fil-ġisem li jirrikonoxxi il-virus u jibda mill-ewwel jibni difiżi biex jiġġieled kontra il-mart jekk wieħed jimrad fil-futur. Dr. Quinn tajt li l-ħajja ta' din id-difiża tiddependi ħafna fuq il-memorja tal-immunità tal-ġisem. Tispjega.
Immune memory is this thing that within our immune system, our immune cells actually recognize and literally remember an infection. And so they can respond to it months and years later. We don't know how long that immune memory will last with the SARS-CoV-2 vaccines, but we're getting a pretty good read from people who've been previously infected or vaccinated that we're out at sort of about 8 or 9 months and we've still got really good levels of immune memory. So that's boding well.
Il-problema l-oħra tirrigwarda il-varjanti ġodda tal-virus li qegħdin jinstabu bħalissa bħal dawk li ħarġu mill-Ingilterra, l-Afrika t'Isfel u l-Brażil. sissa ma hemm l-ebda xhieda li l-mart minn dawn il-varjanti huwa iktar serju, iżda huma ta' sfida ikbar biex il-ġisem jirrikonoxxihom u jiġġildilhom. Intant Dr. Quinn tgħid li dan ma jfissirx li l-vaċċini huma inutli.
We could get to a point where the virus has changed so much that it's become really difficult for our immune system to recognize it. And at that point, we could consider adapting our vaccines changing them just like we do with the flu from year to year. And we've got some really good vaccine designs for that. So mRNA vaccines and the Novavax vaccine are perfect for that.
Biex il-komunità kollha tkun tista' jkollha protezzjoni tajba mill-coronavirus, hemm bżonn li numru konsiderevoli tal-poplu ikun imlaqqam jew inkella jkun ġie infettat. Skont Sharon Lewin, id-direttur u professur tal-Istitut Peter Doherty għall-infezzjoni u l-immunità, dan in-numru jiddependi fuq jekk il-vaċċin jistax jiblokka l-infezzjoni totalment jew inkella jwaqqaf biss il-mart serju.
Now, assuming that the vaccination stops you becoming infected or dramatically reduces your chance of becoming infected, then on average, it's about 60 to 70% would need to be vaccinated. If the vaccine is modestly effective at blocking infection, then you would need to vaccinate more people.
Intant il-professur Lewin tgħid li wieħed m'għandux inkwieta iżejjed dwar l-immunità konsiderevoli tal-poplu jew kif magħrufa bl-Ingliż herd immunity. Tagħti dawn ir-raġunijiet.
What we do know though, and this is actually really important, is that we have a vaccine that stops people getting sick and going to hospital. And that's tremendously important because that's what we're really worried about here. We're really worried about stretching and our healthcare or not having sufficient resources for the number of people getting sick. If we were able to vaccinate everyone and meant that everyone was protected from becoming very unwell and going to hospital, we may eventually get to a new policy where we don't care that much about infection and we just worry about people that are getting sick or ill. And that's pretty much how we manage influenza, for example. We don't go out and swab everyone all the time. We worry about people that become sick and end up going to hospital. That would be a big shift in policy for us in Australia, but we may well get there.
X'ngħidu għar-regoli tad-distanza fiżika bejn il-persuni wara li nkunu ħadna id-dożi tal-vaċċin. Għalissa u għall-futur qarib għandna xorta nkomplu nżommu id-distanza fiżika u miżuri oħra ta' sigurtà anke wara il-vaċċin skont ir-rakkomandazzjonijiet tal-awtoritajiet tas-saħħa. Il-professur Lewin tgħid li dawn il-miżuri se jibqgħu joperaw sakemm l-awtoritajiet ikollhom iktar informazzjoni dwar il-vaċċini. Tkompli Lewin.
The reason why the recommendations at the moment are that after your vaccine, your behaviour shouldn't change, you should still socially distance, wash your hands, stay home when you're sick, get tested if you have symptoms, is because we don't yet know whether or how effective the vaccines are in reducing infection and transmission. And therefore you could be vaccinated, which means you'll be protected yourself from going to hospital, and we think almost 100% effective, but you may still acquire the virus and therefore spread it to others.
Fl-aħħar net iżda mhux binqas l-iktar mistoqsija komuni f'dan il-kuntest meta se nkunu nerġgħu nibdew nivvjaġġaw barra mill-pajjiż. Sfortunatament il-frontieri Awstraljani jidru li se jkunu l-aħħar ħaġa li jaraw bidla fir-regoli kurrenti wara li jkun sar it-tilqim. Meta mistoqsi dwar dan, kellimi mid-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa fl-Awstralja qal li billi għadu mhux ċar jekk il-vaċċin hux se jwaqqaf totalment it-trasmissjoni tal-virus, għad għadu kmin wisq biex wieħed jgħid meta se jerġa' jirritorna l-ivvjaġġar internazzjonali mingħajr il-bżonn tal-kwarantina. Il-professur Lewin tgħid li numru kbir ta' tilqim se jkun fattur determinanti fir-ritorn tal-vjaġġi internazzjonali.
For Australians, travelling to a place being vaccinated would give you great comfort that should you be exposed to the virus, you're not going to get sick and land up in hospital. So it'd be a great precaution to take. And I think once you're vaccinated, there will be less limitations on people leaving the country. The problem at the moment in Australia is coming back because until we know that the vaccines protect against infection, there's always a chance that people who are vaccinated will be carrying the virus, which means they will likely require quarantine. Now, there may be changes from how extensive that quarantine is. At the moment, we quarantine absolutely everyone that comes from any country, but that may change. So we may have different levels of quarantine based on whether you're vaccinated or not and based on which country you've been to or not.
Segui l'SBS Bilmalti fu Facebook, amel like, e sharia e commenta.